You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
What's up? Welcome inside Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan. Fantasy Sports Today, overtime, the OT, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy executive, all-in kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Medica. Got plenty of NFL free agency to talk about, discuss, get into, wrap around and break that good stuff down as we start the journey towards Fantasy Football 2018. And we're doing Tout Wars and NFBC this weekend, too, also. So a lot of things going on in the world of fantasy sports. All-in kid, Jake Seeley. Good morning, my man. How was your evening?
Yeah, my evening was fine. This is just a busy day yesterday. Started with this, the radio, and trying to do updates in between. And it was just nonstop article writing yesterday. I'm going to be next Monday. I might need a Corey day.
Oh, you mean you had a Michael Jordan flu game?
No, I might need that. Yeah, I might need that Corey day. I might need that Corey day off, like the bye day. Like, I need the rest.
Well, that's because I perform. See, when I perform, when I have the Michael Jordan flu game, I get days off because of that. So, have you had a Michael Jordan flu game yet?
Dude, I've had a Michael Jordan flu 5 years.
All right, Wall Street Matt Medica, do you have a Corey day coming up?
I've had a life of Corey days. That is Matt Medica.
No. What's going on with you?
All good. Very cold outside. But I am extremely excited. It's going to be a fun-filled weekend. Friday, like I said, we'll have some touts in. We'll have Mike the Mouth in studio. And we'll be doing some NFBC coverage.
All right, so that's going to be a lot of fun this upcoming weekend right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Make sure you tune in, lock in, check in, get all the good stuff done. Don't forget, you're getting ready for the NCAA tournament. Go to FNTSY YouTube channel. Right, check out the YouTube page and check out the DKMS March Madness special. Gentlemen, do a good job with that, no matter how you want to brisake it down. So there you go right there. We are off and rolling right here on the OT. Glad to have you as a part of our morning. Obviously, the telephone lines remain open all throughout. Whatever you got, something you want to get off your chest, something you want to talk about, whatever. You want to come for me, you know what I mean? Whatever, it's 844-843-6879. You want to come for Jake, you know what I mean? You want to come for Matt. You know, 844-843-6879. This is your program. You feel what I'm saying? We just steer the ship. You know what I mean? So there you go right there. Now, when we come back on the other side, I want to start to break down the some of these running back signings, and then we'll take a look at that and then let you know what that means for 2018. And the Giants could be in a good spot, even though they fans were sitting up here on the radio complaining for all the first 2 hours of the morning this morning, Matt.
I'm sorry, what was that?
New York Giant fans was on the radio this morning and complaining for two
hours.
Yes,
they were complaining.
Sound like but ESPN got, New York.
They got an acquisition signed, so that was good.
They
news.
Got a lineman. They got a second pick in the draft. You feel what I'm saying?
Second pick. That's the key. Do they go with the quarterback or Barkley?
Looks like that decision has been made for them already by the Cleveland Browns. We'll hop in. We'll break this down. I'm on the clock in the NFL 10, too, so we'll get to that at some point. FST, Fantasy Sports Today, overtime, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package for 2018 is here and better than ever. Packed with a deluxe suite of articles from our award-winning analysts, this year's edition also features a brand new Slack channel, an improved cheat sheet generator, and our most accurate projections ever. We take you from draft day to championship week. Enter promo code FNTSY at checkout for a discount on your RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package.
I got to talk. I got to tell you what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. Biggie.
Welcome inside Studio 34. Everybody watching us on FNTSY YouTube channel. Executive Wall Street. All in kid Jake Seeley. You got a lot of stuff to get to today. I need to get my energy level up. You know what I'm saying? I need to start doing whatever it is I got to do.
Shot.
I need a flu shot. you know, they give you the flu. When they give you the flu shot, they actually give you the you know, it's not just like to cure it. Whatever. That's not important, though. So I want to address this Tout Wars thing one last time, right? Then I'm going to leave this alone, try my best to at least, because I'm just tired of this clown. All right, so Lenny, yesterday I never said that I did not draft, that I did not draft my Tout Wars team. So I don't know, throughout the chaos, I don't know where Lenny Melnick heard that from. And even if it did come across that way, I'm just saying that so this dude can get off the phone acting crazy with me. You feel what I mean? I'm ready to get about my business and about my life. So to all the touts out there, please, your our fraternity is safe. The integrity is still in place. Fantasy executive, I got you covered. Not going to let you down. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of haters out there, but I'm not tripping off them. Whatever. I'm just for real. Just like, son, just leave me alone at this point. So, you know, whatever you and Ron Chandler need to figure out, y'all figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And keep the fantasy executive name out your mouth from here on out. Feel what I mean, Melnick? That's all I got to say. I'm done with the situation. And if you call 844-843-6879 today, I'm going to tell Chris to block you. You feel what I mean? Like my baby mother did to me. So it's just part of it. It's just part of it, Matt. You feel what I'm saying? Now we can get to more important things. Oh, boy. I don't understand. Like I'm feeling the Cleveland Browns last week. You feel what I'm saying? Cause I like they aggressive and bold, brazen. They go out and they get homeboy from the Dolphins, Jarvis Landry. They go bring juice, $16 million in the slot. Bam, you got Josh Gordon on the outside. We like the up and coming Corey Coleman if he can stay on the field. Go out there, make the trade for Tyrod Taylor. You bring in the very underappreciated Tyrod Taylor, right, to be the quarterback. Stopgap guy, possibly. This is the way it was looking last week. And then you got number one pick in the draft. You can go draft the talented, you know, Mr. Saquon Barkley. Put him back there. You're running back. Now you set. Got a nice young rookie running back. Got Hugh Jackson. Pieces in place. Coming together offensively and defensively. I forgot David Njoku. Did not mean to leave David Njoku off, because he deserves a spot when you talk about an emerging young player like that. Hot darn it, I love it. Then I wake up this morning and I see where the Cleveland Browns went and signed Carlos Hyde. Now listen, the Carlos Hyde move I don't really have too much of a problem with, but why not grab Saquon Barkley when you have the number one pick in the draft? Don't tell me, I understand old franchise quarterback. Listen, you trust Alan Darnold and the rest of these stiffs? I don't. You feel what I'm saying? I don't. Like I said, I like Mayfield. I like Lamar Jackson. Neither one of those two dudes are going number one. So why did Cleveland Browns go get Carlos Hyde again when Saquon Barkley, healthy, stud, beast running back, sitting right there? I guess they reverted back to being the Cleveland Browns, man.
Would you have called Pittsburgh and said, I'll give you the number one for Le'Veon Bell if you want to go that route?
I would have did that. I don't have a problem with that. Le'Veon Bell, we know what kind of beast Le'Veon Bell is. Jake, why, Jake, is there so much value you put on this quarterback at the number one pick when Saquon Barkley is there and he should clearly be the guy, not one of these quarterbacks?
No, he shouldn't.
Come on, Jake.
Because the Browns aren't a playoff contender next year. The Browns, as I tweeted earlier, we're going to win more games than the Bengals at this point, but they're not a playoff contender. You don't invest that kind of draft capital on a running back unless you're going to turn things around, all of a sudden be a playoff contender like the Jaguars, who are a piece of two away, or the Cowboys, who had everything go wrong in one season and were just a piece or two away of everything just getting back on track and making a few moves to change things. That's not who the Browns are. The Browns are looking long-term here. You don't have a chance at a franchise quarterback back that often unless you are the Browns.
Yeah.
And they're finally doing things right, and now's your chance to do it and never be there again. And that's the hope. The hope is you get your franchise quarterback, Tyrod Taylor takes over the position for 1 year, you have the guy of the future, and hopefully you're not back in this position again, similar to the Colts that weren't there until they got to Andrew Luck with Peyton Manning. The Giants right now potentially could be in that situation, and they're even considering passing on it, which I think is a mistake, because you're not going to be inside the top five. You're not going to be in a situation where you don't have to trade up and spend a ton of capital to go get a franchise quarterback. I mean, look at what the Bears did last year to move up one pick to get Trubisky. You're not in this position that often. You don't want to be in this position that often. You go get your quarterback that you go believe is the future. You go draft Chubb or Fitzpatrick with the second pick. And guess what? You're a fringe playoff contender for the next two or three seasons, because you can still get a running back with one of your two picks in the second round, when you could still get a Sony Michel. Maybe if Darius Geis slips, maybe go down and you get Nick Chubb instead of Bradley Chubb, who I meant to say before. I mean, there's other running backs in this draft that you could still have a terrific team behind.
I get it with the terrific team and the sense that it makes. But you got to think, if there's, and I hate to use the phrase, Matt, can't miss. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you can miss on everybody. You feel what I mean? There's no such thing as a can't miss. But there's a can't miss in this draft class. Saquon Barkley is the can't miss. These quarterbacks are not can't miss by any stretch of the imagination.
I like the quarterbacks. I'm going to differ with you on that route. I get what Jake's saying. You get the franchise quarterback, the long term. I think the Browns as currently consistent. I like the defense. I thought the defense was good last year. I just thought it was in too many bad situations on the field, too long throughout these games. And I think the Browns right now, I'm not saying they're going to, but they can compete for a wild card.
They could have been a wild card with Barkley over Hyde.
They could do it with Hyde.
Yeah, but they could still do it with Hyde. I get the Barkley thing too, though. I see both arguments here, but I think the problem with the Browns is just they've passed on too many good quarterbacks. You can't keep – they passed on Watson. They passed on Wentz. You know, you can't keep passing on these guys, or they could have
– what if they position.
Pass on it, and then you get to do it like an Allen or somebody, and he's trash, and 3 years from now, you back at the top of the first round drafting another quarterback.
Well, if they draft
you have
Allen,
to take that chance.
That is a problem.
Jake, you said you have to take that chance?
You have to take that chance of getting your franchise quarterback.
That sets franchises back.
And sets franchises for 10 years. You have to take your chance at getting a franchise quarterback. We've talked about can't miss running backs before who have missed. You make it sound like they're the ones that can't miss as well. The running backs have missed. Plenty of running backs. If go back and look at the first round alone of running backs and how many have hit and missed. I mean, go back to Trent Richardson, who went to this team. And I'm not saying some people were wrong in evaluating him. I still thought, like, I was one of the lowest people on Trent Richardson, and I still had him as a top, I would say, the second round pick, probably more late second round pick, but I still had him in that range. And that guy was one of the biggest running back busts of all time. So running backs can bust too. You know, you can't make it sound like that Barkley is a definitive Hall of Fame running back that they're drafting.
I think he has the best pedigree in this draft class.
I don't think there's
no question in it. Yeah.
And Akili Smith here that we got to worry about.
Are you sure there's not an Akili Smith here?
I think these guys are going to be good. Who's going to be the best? I'm really not sure.
This could be a draft class like 2000 and what was it, 3 or 4 with the Roethlisberger and Eli and Rivers. But I mean, you could have the same thing here.
In the defense of you got to. I've just watched it for too long. It's almost been 20 years. I've been watching this Bills team. You can't make a debacle like where you trade up and you draft an E.J. Manuel for no good damn reason to make the first right. round. That's foolishness.
That's a first round quarterback. How about that? How did that work out?
But that was just a bad move.
No, that's his point.
That was
that you traded up to get somebody who was the third quarterback in that draft. And it was a mistake, or second, whatever it was. They were reaching because there was no talent really in that draft class when it came to quarterback. That's Matt's point, is that they reached for somebody because they're trying to find a franchise quarterback. This, whether you believe it's Darnold, whether you believe it's Rosen, whoever you believe it is, you go and take him because he's not going to be there in the second round, whoever it might be, and you potentially set up your franchise for another 10 years.
844-843-6879, you want to get involved with the discussion. I don't understand what's wrong with Tyrod Taylor. They bring in Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor got 3 or 4 good years left to play in him. He's not damn Tom Brady, whatever the case may be. But Tyrod Taylor is a serviceable, little bit more than a game manager who could take your team to the playoffs year in and year out. Are you going to win the Super Bowl with Tyrod Taylor? You know, you would need a hell of a defense, hell of a running game. But how do you know you're going to win anything with
Josh
Allen?
You just made the argument against Tyrod. That's the whole point. You just made the argument against Tyrod.
The Cleveland Browns would be satisfied with going to the playoffs 3 of the next 4 years. They would be satisfied with that.
No.
Getting two home playoff games?
You're not going to do it, Tyrod.
Well, you can't get two home playoff games in the next 4 years with Tyrod Taylor?
No.
Wow, Jake. I think they're really underrating him.
They skated in with Tyrod last year on their teeth. They got in. And that was the first time. It's not happening. Tyrod Taylor is a holdover. A
lot of hate for Tyrod Taylor.
Look,
no, there's not. In fantasy purposes, I've argued he's one of the most consistent and valuable quarterbacks in fantasy if you miss on the top tier because he's going to get you 15, 18 points every damn week because of his rushing ability. That being said, I got to go back to when you look at the Ravens when they won their Super Bowl. He's a Trent Dilfer, not the same style at all, but he's somebody that you need a team. you need a team that's exceptional in basically every facet who can win the Super Bowl with him. He's never going to be somebody that's going to help you win.
Yeah. NFL-wise, I think they have to get a quarterback in the future. I think he's good. He's serviceable.
I would
maybe
disagree
he be better with this cast.
I would disagree with the guys on this one right here. And we come back on the other side. Probably going to disagree again when we talk about King Henry and Deion Lewis and the split backfield. There's some dude over here taping the studio, too. It's making me nervous. Somebody call the cops.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone, we promise. No weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
I don't know why they made me move all the way over here. I guess it was for the camera shot. Anyway, FST Overtime right back here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The disrespect for Tyrod Taylor continues to be at an all-time high. I'm trying to figure it out, you know what I mean? They're acting like this guy is damn Trent Dilfer. He's a much better quarterback than Trent Dilfer.
You're the one who called him serviceable yourself.
Serviceable is good.
Serviceable is not your franchise quarterback.
Why does everything have to be about a franchise quarterback? You can get a guy to come in there, take you to the playoffs throughout the next four seasons, give you two home playoff games. Come on now.
That's not happening. What has Joe Flacco done?
Won a Super Bowl?
One. He won one.
Joe Flacco's washed up now. I'd rather have Joe Flacco than Tyrod Taylor.
But here's the thing. If they get it right and get Tyler the franchise Taylor over quarterback, Joe Flacco. They have that window where he's going to be so cheap and they can keep making this team better.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that aspect. Not a quarterback. You draft him one, though. You draft a quarterback at one, you got to pay him. He's not going to come cheap.
Not for four or five years, you don't. You don't pass up a potential Andrew Luck because you have a serviceable quarterback.
None of these dudes are Andrew Luck.
You say that. People disagree.
It's tough. I think figuring out the quarterback is the toughest thing in the draft.
It's where you hit or miss. It's where you make your pick.
But I don't think, if the Bills, they got the draft capital and stuff. They made the move the other day. They're getting closer and closer. They have to do it. I mean, you just spent 17 years without a playoff experience. We got there last year. So it's not good enough just to get there this year. And I want at least, even if we didn't make the playoffs this year, if I knew we had a promising future, I'd be more excited about that.
Are you retooling or rebuilding?
Right now we're rebuilding. That's the way I gotta look at it. You know, if we're in this push for a franchise quarterback, you are rebuilding.
Baker Mayfield to the Bills is going to be the best thing that ever happened. I really think if it happens, but I would be. I might get
the
a
table
Baker
business
May.
Is going to be
the table business
Buffalo.
Will be business. Table business will be booming. I wonder, you throw somebody through this table in Studio 34, they're going to have a concussion because this joint going to hurt, and they call Dotto go.
You're not going through the table.
You're probably not.
That table's not breaking.
It's going to be bam. You're going to hit your head on the back of this glass table and call Dotto and be like, what the hell are y'all doing in here? And then you're going to be like, it was Matt and Florio, the Bills fans.
Gabe's on the floor.
Yeah, Gabe might be sleeping in, though. Because Gabe like to have a couple cocktails before he go to bed. I don't think that's putting his business out there. You know what I'm saying?
Not wrong with that.
I think Gabe will tell
Gabe's
you that.
Gabe's a man of the people.
Yeah, I think Gabe will tell you that. All right, so what do we got? All right. Oh, look at Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Skip, come on, Skip. Skip, the Deion Lewis Skip is a member of the Tennessee Titans. Skip, that's supposed to be Derrick Henry job, Skip. You play Skip, Jake.
Because I'm white.
That was a good comeback by the All-In Kid. Nah, okay, so Jake, you said this would be a split backfield. You said this would be a committee, right? I give you your props on that. When I saw that, I was like, oh, God, I got to listen to Jake with this tomorrow. All right, so now this is what my first thought was. And then I was like, and then I remember then I thought back to the MFL 10 I was in where I'm looking at Devontae Adams and Derrick Henry in the middle at pick round two, pick seven, and I pick Henry. DeAndre Hopkins was my first round pick.
Yeah, but see,
if I could have had D-Hop.
At 2-7, Devontae Adams is like.
If I could have had D-Hop and Adams, but listen, I took Henry because I want to come out the first two rounds with a bell cow back. Half hour later, Deion Lewis joined the mix. I still don't think it's that bad of a pick. Now, do I want Henry in two now with Deion Lewis there? I'll push him back to the back end of the 2-3 turn. I still think Derrick Henry first would all be one because I don't think Deion Lewis is all that good. I thought he was a system.
I disagree with that.
I know you do, Matt. I thought he was a system player in New England. I do not trust his health. And if he's going to be a third down pass catching back, then Derrick Henry is still going to get over 300 carries, and he's still going to rush for over 1,100 yards, and he's going to score 8-9 touchdowns. That's RB1.
Wow. There's so much to unpack here. First of all, if you still think he's going to be RB1, he's not at the 2-3 turn. That first of all, so and to get 1,100 yards and everything, he's at the top of the second round, as you tried to say. But the fact is, Deion Lewis is more than a system running back. He's always been more than a system running back. He's a very talented running back, and he's a very talented all around running back. And we saw that once the Patriots started giving him the workload. No, I don't think it's going to be an even timeshare. If you go to rotoexperts.com for the free agency tracker, there's your little ding the bell for me. Yeah, there you go. The fact is, this is exactly what I said about Derrick Henry from what I said earlier. When you said, I put it in there. You know me. I put I told you so gif with Stephen Colbert there. Is the fact is, Derrick Henry's still going to be the first and second down running back. He's going to be the goal line running back. He's going to be the short yardage running back. But Deion Lewis is going to be more than just a third down passing option. He is going to get 10, 12, maybe sometimes, depending on what the game is, 15 touches. He's going to be DeMarco Murray in this offense. Oh. And DeMarco Murray is going to sap the value of Derrick Henry. And I'm talking about DeMarco Murray when he was the backup to hit, like when he finally gave way to Derrick Henry being more valuable for this team. Derrick Henry is probably going to see around 55% of the work, but Deion Lewis is going to see about 40. And then whatever's left over for whoever they mix in occasionally, just a snap here or there. The fact is, that makes Deion Lewis a valuable RB3 and makes him a potential RB1, just as he was with the Patriots. Derrick Henry every misses time, but it cements what I was saying about Derrick Henry this entire time. He's a mid to high, admittedly, mid to high RB2.
He's a low end one, definitely a high two in the fantasy executive opinion. I like the kid. I like the talent.
I knew somebody was coming in.
Yeah. You thought it would be somebody. How come we don't see Jake on this TV up here?
Maybe I got it. No, he shouldn't have to hit anything. I don't know. But the thing here is,
I ain't seen him all day.
The fact that it's Deion Lewis.
You like Deion Lewis, too. I'm with the Deion Lewis truthers.
What did the guy have to do last year? I mean, we saw what he did once given that role. He's always – his main problem, if you want to give – you want to knock him, is about staying healthy. I'll agree with that. If you have concerns, can he, you know, hold up throughout the whole year? Okay, that I'll buy a bit. But, I mean, anybody can get hurt on any given play. Like I said, on the NFL-wise, I think this is a fantastic move for the Tennessee Titans. Fantasy-wise, it clouds it up. I was really hoping that, you know, Lewis had a chance somewhere to be the lead guy, the main guy. So that's unfortunate.
Matt, you thought he could have been a lead back somewhere, Deion Lewis? You like him that much?
Did you see what he was doing with the Patriots?
I think he's
you put
a
him in like
he's
you put him in Detroit.
He's
you
a
put
system
him in
back.
Indianapolis. I mean,
like he's a system yeah. back.
No, he's you know.
If he's getting 15 carries and catching five passes, I'm all in.
All right. I'm not going to have Deion Lewis.
Here's the thing, too. You have to realize, and I'm not saying that this is the only factor. I actually disagree with the people who were saying Deion Lewis was going to be the lead back because of this. But you do have to understand he's the fifth highest running back being paid in the NFL right now. They didn't give him that kind of money to have him just come in and be a third down pass catching option.
Henry better. He better have game on.
Oh, Henry's gonna be ready. Don't worry about. Don't worry about King. Why is this dude taping us like this? Who the hell is this guy right here?
You want to chill out? It might be the guy from Westwood One.
This is a dude with a camcorder, so it's different. Like he got a camcorder in his hand.
He's making home videos.
This dude didn't come in the studio. It's my man. What's my man from rugby name? Matt McCarthy. Oh, okay, it's Matt McCarthy. Cool? Listen, this,
he was starting to get me paranoid.
I don't know who come up the studio. You know what I'm saying? I might have.
Remember that Friday night we locked the door?
You had to lock the door one Friday night. You know what I'm saying? You know, if,
well, that's
you,
at night.
You never know. Well, see, this is the thing about it. I don't know who Melnick might be sending some goons. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure. So he's not taping me. So that was Matt McCarthy.
Wait a minute. They'd literally be rolling up there, Corey.
That's funny, Jake. Jake's on fire today. And then Lenny going to come for me and not say nothing to Jake. Oh, man. We should invite Matt McCarthy in studio and see what he's up with him. All right, but before we do that, let's talk about Isaiah Crowell. My man, the Crow Show, is now a running back member of the New York Jets. And, Jake, I'm looking at the Crow Show like I wish you could have been playing someplace else better, brother. You get Teddy Bridgewater coming off this knee injury. You get the Crow Show in there now, Isaiah Crowell, member of the New York Jets. And I think it's going to be another disappointing season for Isaiah Crowell because he's going to be playing for a team that's not that good. The offense showed flashes last year, but I just don't know what to think of Crowell right now. Jake, I'm looking as a low end too. Maybe a guy that gets it. Maybe he want him on your team because of the amount of volume he might be able to get with the New York Jets. But other than that, I'm not excited about this signing.
No, it's not super exciting, especially if somebody loves Isaiah Crowell as much as you do.
Thank
but
you.
The fact is, Isaiah Crowell and Bilal Powell are the lesser version of Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. There you go. That's just what you have to look at. It's, as you said, Isaiah Crowell, low end too. And if you look at what everybody's been hoping for Bilal Powell for how many years now, but the fact is he's a probably fringe RB3 now, and Elijah McGuire is going to be mixed in at times too. But given the teams, given the offenses, given the offensive lines and the production, everything, they're just lesser versions. Just compare them to those two guys. I think it's a very close similarity. They're just lesser versions.
I just wish the Jets would make Crow the bell cow.
That would be lovely.
Look, get off of this Bilal Powell thing.
I was a big Bilal Powell guy, too. Now Isaiah Crowell is, like, morphing into Bilal Powell. It's like the same dude now. You feel what I mean? It's like, here we go again with Bilal Powell. Except this time the name on the back of the jersey says Crowell. Jordy Nelson was cut yesterday. The Raiders went and picked him up. Why?
No,
they didn't pick him up. The Raiders called him for a visit. Why the hell are you doing that, Raiders? What?
Because they're going to get rid of Michael Crabtree, stupidly.
And you're going to get that gig to Jordy Nelson?
I said that's the move. All the reports for the people that cover the team say if they do sign Nelson, that means Crabtree is gone.
I would cut Crabtree. Jerry Jones would have his ass in Dallas so fast. You know Michael Crabtree. You know Michael Crabtree from Dallas.
Yeah, no, you'd have two guys that can catch the ball. They just can't run very fast.
you're gonna have to clear some of that Dez contract before you call up Crabtree.
Yeah, no doubt. Dez, listen.
Dez is a team player?
Dez is a team player. Dez is all about that star on the helmet. That's the way Dez rock and roll. He's like me, about that star on the helmet. Nobody's bigger than that star, except for Jerry Jones. Now, when we come back, got some more NFL news to talk about. I'm going to tell you the real reason why John Gruden brought Jordy Nelson, wanted to bring Jordy Nelson out to Oakland, plus Jerick McKinnon and Jonathan Stewart right here, Fantasy Football.
The victories begin in January. The Fantasy Sports Writers Association named Roto Experts winners of two Prime Fantasy Baseball Awards. Tim McCullough and Scott Engel joined champion fantasy ranker Jake Seeley on the mountaintop, and now their triumphs are yours with the RotoExperts.com 2018 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. A full squad of high-profile winners such as Michael Florio and Joe Galina, they're here to help you take it all. Enter code FNTSY at checkout and join the Exclusive Edge Winners Club at RotoExperts.com.
Hello, friends. All right, here we go. Back at it, Fantasy Sports Today, OT edition right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. You're into fantasy baseball. This will be a sugar, honey, iced tea load of coverage. You feel what I'm saying? And you just take the sugar, honey, iced tea, and then you know what word I was spelling. That's how much coverage is going to be, right?
So,
a plethora of coverage right here on the network. Tout Wars, the NFBC, the whole shebang. You know, you got the high stakes, you got the industry stuff, so you can just nerd out on this stuff over the weekend right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. They're going to be doing a lot of stuff on Friday. It's going to be people are going to be taking over Studio 34. It's going to be crazy. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, this wire. It's like, you know, Scott, but I feel like I'm deflowering Scott, the microphone.
Scott, yeah, very gentle. Scott broke it. Scott broke the wire. He came in here for a half hour yesterday and broke the wire.
I said, are you excited for Friday, the Mike the Mouth hour?
That's going to be a lot of fun. So, yes, that's going to be fun.
What?
Mike the Mouth, NFBC player Mike the Mouth is going to be coming in the studio. He's a very good pal of Chris Vaccaro's.
Did you not see Nando's email yesterday? He has reserved that hour for him.
Yes. So.
I don't think I was on that.
I'll forward it to you.
No, I actually got I got a text about that. We have to move Vlad now because of it. So now I know what he's talking about.
Oh, it's a lot going on. Behind the scenes here at FNTSY Radio.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Roto Gut, Vlad Settler, he going to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, it's going to be fun. So just come through, check us out, and get ready for your own drafts and auction and stuff like that. All right, I'm going to be doing auctioneer duties at NFBC. If you need me to do auctioneer for you, it's going to cost you. You know, first of all, I'm not coming to your locale for free. You know what I mean? And you got to feed me, too. And then you got to feed me and pay me. And then,
$200 plus food and beverage?
And then transportation, too. Yeah, and like then that. I'll sign some autographs afterwards. You can hit me up at the Fantasy.
You're signing baseballs and bats?
Signing bats and balls afterwards. Hit me up at the Fantasy Executive on Twitter. So there you go, right there. Man, don't forget, coming up, I tell you the real reason why Jordy Nelson is might sign with, or why John Gruden is intrigued in homeboy Jordy Nelson.
So he has somebody that's been around longer than he has.
Yeah, well, that's a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
On his bus.
That's a part of it. All right, so Jerick McKinnon, I'm a Jerick McKinnon guy. Jerick McKinnon filled in admirably for my fantasy teams last year. The ones where I lost Dalvin Cook, he pushed them all the way towards the finish line. If you had Jerick McKinnon last year for like a month stretch, Jerick McKinnon was like RB3 for like a month throughout the course of the football season. The kid could play, catch the football, run between the tackles, got some shake and bake to his game, and he'll punch it in a couple times throughout the goal line. You put him on that team with San Francisco 49ers, Jake. I love it. You feel what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, when Jimmy G, Gucci Garoppolo, stepped in and took over last year, Carlos Hyde stopped catching passes. Now, Jerick McKinnon, one of his skills is his ability to catch the football. Why they go get McKinnon if they're not going to throw the ball to him, Jake? Or do you think catching footballs can be in Jerick McKinnon's future, although Gucci Garoppolo is the quarterback?
All right, so there's a lot of stuff here. First of all, so that's actually that's a misnarrative that people have. Jimmy Garoppolo actually did throw to the backfield. It just wasn't Carlos Hyde. He threw to Breida and Kyle Juszczyk a lot, actually, out of the backfield, if you look at the targets. So he didn't stop throwing to the backfield. He just stopped throwing as much as Carlos Hyde was seeing before that. So don't worry about Jimmy Garoppolo not throwing to the running back. That's first of all. So Jerick McKinnon, on his side of things, get ready for him to be one of the most overdrafted running backs in general as well, because people have been clamoring for him, and fantasy players especially. It's like Jerick McKinnon, like, oh, we just have to break him free, and oh, he's going to be so excited. They're similar to Lamar Miller. Well, we want to get him more touches, and he's the Dolphins. Look how good he is. Jerick McKinnon is a good talent. The problem is he's not a workhorse, and actually, if you look at some of the times where he's been given the lead role, his explosiveness, his breaking tackles, his work in space hasn't been as good. It's similar to Lamar Miller. Once you start giving him 15, 20 carries, and start getting to that 20 plus touch range, his effectiveness drops off. I do think he's valuable. I do think he could be the Tevin Coleman under Kyle Shanahan for the 49ers. But Tevin Coleman, as in being that secondary or at least an even timeshare with somebody else, I do think they're going to add somebody else, that they're not done here, or unless they really have some confidence in Joe Williams. I don't think it's going to be McKinnon getting 20-plus carries and 20-plus touches per game.
That man was banging the table for draft Joe Williams so fantasy owners can draft him too, and he'll sit on everybody's damn waiver wires all year.
Yeah. I'm just happy Carlos Hyde got the hell out of there.
Yeah, for it him, wasn't a good situation.
It wasn't a situation.
They were screwing around with him a lot last year. They were treating him like he was a complimentary piece. you feel what I'm saying?
I just thought Carlos Hyde to the Giants would be really nice.
I thought Hyde to the Giants would have been a thing, too.
Apparently Seahawks.
Apparently they like Jonathan Stewart. Bet. All right, so we get this out the way. Matt Modica, Jerick McKinnon, or Deion Lewis?
Right now, I'm going to go with Jerick McKinnon. There's no Derrick Henry there.
Jake, Deion Lewis or Jerick McKinnon? Easy?
No, Deion Lewis is an RB3. Jerick McKinnon is everything I just said. He's still an RB2. There's Tevin Coleman, who was an RB2.
Yeah, Tevin Coleman. That's a good one. Jerick McKinnon or Tevin Coleman?
As of today, I'm taking McKinnon. I don't think they're done. It'll depend on what they do for this compliment. Yeah, if they're going to draft somebody. I mean, actually, that's one where like a Nick Chubb, makes some sense there. It'll be interesting to see what they do for their second running back.
I would like to see that, too. I'm going to keep an eye on that.
Imagine if Jadeau Williams never plays a game as a 49er.
That would be wild.
All that banging for
all that racket
after
for no
they
reason.
Put his jersey in the rafters and everything.
Yeah. All that racket. You were sitting around him banging on table. You could have broke the damn table.
At least Bills fans break the
at least
table.
Break, at least Bills fans break the table.
We don't bang on tables.
Is that a mimosa? Because it's like, it looked like, it got it in, it looked like orange juice, but it's in like a champagne flute or glass or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
It looked like I'll take a mimosa.
Friday we'll be having Guinness and, you know, fireballs.
I'll be hammering in them daytime like the good old days, like the days of the fantasy funhouse. Be hammered in the daytime. So, speaking of hammered, apparently Ozzie Newsome, apparently they have Ozzie Newsome in the Baltimore Ravens scouting department had some beverages because they had to be hammered because they went and signed John Brown and Ryan Grant and they gave them like $40 million apiece. This is the wildest thing in the world. How come the Baltimore Ravens can't get the wide receiver thing right, Matt?
I mean, I don't know. Allen Robinson got what, $42 million? Sammy Watkins, he got $48 million.
Ryan Grant got 50.
You know, I don't get it neither. I would have at least been in play with one of those two guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't had a wide receiver in years.
Ever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
well, they got Steve Smith, but when's the last dude you seen come out the Raven organization, out the Raven system? Like, remember Scott was trying to tell me last year they got Breshad Perriman. Yeah, right. Breshad Perriman and Mr. August forever. Then it Michael Campanero. Jake, who's the last wide receiver, the homegrown wide receiver that's a Baltimore Raven?
Anquan Boldin?
Yeah. That was 20 years ago. That was 1996.
I thought Baldwin was with the Cardinals, so no.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I
he was a Cardinal, that's right.
I don't even know at this point, but the fact is, so the Ravens are similar to what the Giants just did with Solder, as they waited and they missed out. Well, I don't think they waited 100%, but they missed out on the top guys, and they did the thing that I related to fantasy football, and people, I said it on Twitter, is they're left in there, the end of the tier, or what's left on the board, and now you have all this money in your auction budget, and you overpay, because you can't be left with nothing, and so you scramble and panic, and that's what you do, and that's what the Ravens did, is they got rid of Mike Wallace. Jeremy McLaughlin has fallen off a cliff, and then hit every rock on the way down somehow, and so they've been left with nothing. So John Brown, if you look at it, John Brown's more than a number two wide receiver. He could be a 1B to a 1A. He could definitely get, similar to Anquan Boldin was. He could be that if he could stay healthy. It's unfortunate the sickle cell trait and all that he has going on. That's the biggest factor there, but he has the talent to be that receiver. The Ryan Grant thing was a surprise to me. Granted, he outplayed Doxson and Terrell Pryor last year, but his quote-unquote breakout year was like, what, 500 yards and 4 touchdowns? Really? So I'm with you. It's just kind of like, oh, my God, I have $50 left in my auction budget, and there's 2 people left. I guess I got to throw it all at them.
That's exactly what they did.
Here's the thing with John Brown. I'm happy with all the illnesses he's had and his setbacks that he's getting paid, that he's getting some money and stuff like that. And like I said,
that was weird phrasing, Matt. I'm happy with all the illnesses that he's had.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It didn't come out the way I wanted it. Yeah, that's right. But look, I feel bad for the guy because he is talented, but he's had to deal with some, you know,
medical stuff and all that.
Medical stuff. Yeah, you know, that's unfortunate stuff. When you have talent and you're held back for other reasons. It's not like, you know, he was, you know, doing bad things.
Kind of like David Wright.
Well, I mean, David Wright had a fantastic career. That's Mr. Met over there. I mean, he has to pack it up now. I mean, I don't want to hear he's been shut down for 2 months. He's been shut down for the last 2 years.
Shut down for 2 years.
The only one who believes he's coming back is Scott.
No. Scott think the Seahawks are retooling, and David Wright will be the Mets third baseman by the All-Star break.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see Chase Daniel got signed?
I saw that. Yo, talk about clipboard. Jesus, my goodness.
I was going to say, if I could go back and do something, it'd be good enough to be a permanent backup in the NFL. I'm looking at this right now. 2 years, $10 million. $7 million guaranteed.
That's crazy.
You know how many starts he's had in 8 years?
Seven.
Not even.
Matt?
I'll say three.
Two.
Two starts.
It's the best job going.
The backup quarterback's a good gig. But see, the thing about being a backup quarterback is not like a job you can prepare for, because you probably are pushing to be the starting quarterback. But when you become the permanent backup, it's like,
quarterback,
do you feel good or not about this?
Quarterback.
Yeah.
I would.
And one of Odell's boys.
You get the leftovers. You don't even get the leftovers.
You get the
whole meal. Yeah.
You get the prime rib.
You get the entree. Delivered right to your door. Interesting. All right, so well, thank you for joining us today, everybody that came inside the studio. There's a lot of y'all in here today. The Goon Squad came back today. You saw that? We got a good amount of the Goonies in here, so shout out to everybody that came back rocking with us today. Really appreciate having y'all. Not all of y'all are back yet. And then, you can still call us on the telephone, too, 844-843-6877. Now, we could take one phone call if you want to holler at me or us. You know what I'm saying? You got a fancy baseball question. You need to holler at them. You know what I'm saying? Because I set it up. That's Shorty right there. All right. We come back on the other side, get ready to put a bow to this program, and I tell you why. Jordy Nelson and John Gruden going to unite in the Bay, in the Yay area.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well, you can't get two home playoff games in the next 4 years with Tyrod Taylor.
No. They skated in with Tyrod last year on their teeth. Tyrod Taylor's a holdover. A
lot of hate for Tyrod Taylor.
In fantasy purposes, I've argued he's one of the most consistent and valuable quarterbacks in fantasy if you miss on the top tier, because he's going to get you 15, 18 points every damn week because of his rushing ability. He's a Trent Dilfer, not in the same style at all. You need a team who can win the Super Bowl with him. He's never going to be somebody that's going to help you win.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today, OT, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you for rocking with us this afternoon. Coming up next is the Fantasy BFFs, the best friends forever. That's Mike Florio. He'll sit right here. That is Frank Stanford. He'll sit right here where the Fantasy Executive is sitting. And then Mr. Sussman.
AKA Greggy.
Greggy. He's on Greggy on this show because he's friends with them. When he's with us, he's bossing us around. And Greggy will sit right here, right? And then they'll bang on the tables and they'll act about shots and doing stuff like that. And it call up and ask Greg why he don't like Joe Musgrove no more at 844-843-6879 and see if he.
I'm drafting him.
And see, you should call and ask Greg why you don't like Musgrove no more.
I got him on a bunch of teams.
I wonder if
he's healthy.
I wonder if Greg will share that.
How do you not like him? He's got a starting rotation. He's with one of the best pitching coaches of all time.
I think Greg is going to have to address that at the top of the hour, coming up on the Fantasy Best Friends Forever.
He's turned his back on Musgrove. Oh, I know why he doesn't like him. I remember now. I'll save it for the people.
All right. So, Jordy Nelson going to go to John Gruden crib, and John Gruden going to be like, please sign with me. Because I went to a Warrior game the other night with the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, and Mark Davis looked like a wild man.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
You
that
saw
was
that
crazy.
Picture? So John Gruden needs somebody to hang out with. Jake, I'd rather hang out with Jordy Nelson than Mark Davis, who is the craziest looking rich man I've ever seen in my life.
That's fair. I can see that. I don't get the connection. I'm keeping Michael Crabtree over Jordy Nelson, but I guess there's got to be some kind of explanation here, right?
He needs somebody to go to Warrior games with in the playoffs. You don't want to go with that Mark Davis, dude. That's
Mark Davis is like the modern-day Sling Blade.
Yeah, he's like a Cramp Your Style type dude. You can't really get behind the ladies, you know what I'm saying, if you like. But then again, you can. Mark Davis got half a zillion dollars, so it don't really make a difference that he look crazy. This is all Dane.
Just a half zillion?
Yeah, just a half zillion.
Hey, Corey.
What up?
All right, since you're kind of like just kind of off the path here.
Oh, yeah. It's improv now.
I brought this up to Scott. More bitchiness in the NBA last night.
I missed
it's just
it. What
nonstop.
Happened?
Oh, Isaiah Thomas, the end of the game with 5 seconds left, threw the ball to Jamal Murray.
Oh, bad business right there. Isaiah, I feel so bad for Isaiah Thomas. Like a year ago, he was an MVP candidate, and now he's like the joke of the NBA.
You know what's crazy? I got home last night. I don't mean to just go off topic.
No, that's fine.
My wife had the CNBC A-Rod show on.
Yeah.
And Joe.
What's it called?
It's A-Rod's show.
Okay,
A-Rod. And he's helping people get back on their feet. Joe Smith, former number one pick.
Really?
Had $61 million. And now he has like $6,000 in his bank account.
Wow.
Who?
But A-Rod was trying to.
Remember Joe Smith, Joe Smith, the dude from Terps? Yeah, I remember Joe Smith.
I tell you one thing, like for everybody out there, if you have a kid that could potentially be an athlete, either teach him financial responsibility or make sure the first thing they hire is somebody like an accountant or a books guy, because that's the biggest thing is these people do is they just blow the money
at a reputable firm.
At a reputable
firm. I mean, the league, I know they offer it, but they got to get more hands on with this.
Yeah, because it don't make no sense. You throw away $61 million.
$61 million. My wife said, "Well, you got divorced." I'm like, "I don't care how many times you got divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
It's $61 million.
Yeah. Even if you look, there's a lot of
kids. You just got to invest and you get interest.
You got to do. Stay away from shady people. Have no men on your team. Don't have a team full of yes men.
If you gave me $1 million tax free, so it's like $2 million, so like $1 million, like after taxes, I can live off that for the rest of my life and live lavishly off the rest of my life just by investing it.
I was waiting to see like A-Rod, like give him like that's what the show was gonna be. Like,
tell you something, Jack. Give me $1 million, I'm put that joint right in the mattress.
But his wife would not move. They have they rented a house for like $2,400. Yeah, A-Rod's like, you gotta move to like $1,000 or $1,200.
Yeah, she's like, no.
She's like, I'm not getting married. I'm not moving. Who's interested?
I'm thinking I might try to check this out. I'll find it on demand. You can find these programs on demand at the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Best Friends Forever coming up next. FSTOT, we out.